The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, welcome in H-Town. Nah.
What's happening, Houston? You know what it is. You know what it do. You know what this is. This is the HD show filling in for The Bench. That's my man, Freddie D. Y'all know that beautiful baritone voice. Maybe you don't. That was your...
Oh, was that my cue to jump in?
Yeah,
that was you were on such a roll, Henry Thomas, that I figured I would just let you continue on.
I thought I'd break it up a little bit.
I figured I would just let you continue on, and then I thought maybe you were going to throw it over to our boy, John B. On the 1-2s.
And 3s.
And of course, for those of you that don't know who Henry Thomas is, all this gentleman did was spend 14 years starting in the National Football League, 2-time Pro Bowler, 2-time All-Pro, 93.
And a half.
Career sacks, the most ever by a nose tackle in the history of the National Football League. Over 1,000. Yes, that's right. 1,000 career tackles from the nose tackle position. A Bayou Bengal, an Eisenhower Eagle.
Swoop, swoop.
And the pride of the Fofo. My man.
Hey, what's happening, Houston?
Welcome in on a Tuesday.
Morning.
Tuesday morning.
Bright and early.
Bright and early. 7 a.m. for those of you. That's 07 for those of you operating on the 24-hour clock.
After it gets 12, past 12, I'm done.
That's when Henry starts getting a little...
Can I get the other clock back?
What's this 14, 15, 16, 9, 6?
So now I got to do math to tell time?
Got to do math to tell time, folks.
Just give me the clock.
Real simple. Just subtract 12. That's how it works. Wow. Add, subtract, whatever you're into.
Whatever.
Whatever floats your boat. Glad to have you on a Tuesday morning. Listen, it's New Year's Day week. 2020 is barreling towards the finish line. We said yesterday that, we were waiting to see if anything catastrophic, there'd be any calamities between now and January 1st. And JB and I were on the page of 2020. You never know, so you can't discount anything, Henry Thomas. Knock on wood, everything went well yesterday, so we're down to 3 more days before 2020. We can bid adieu and start focusing on 2021.
Okay.
And get ready for all the things that go into 2021.
Yeah, you're looking for change, looking for all kind of stuff to happen. We'll see what happens. Like you said, you got, 3 more days?
I mean, let's call it what it is. For most of you out there listening right now, your lives won't change one bit.
For a lot of you.
And I'm not saying that to be a jerk. I'm just saying it is what it is. Most folks will abandon their resolutions within the first week to 10 days.
That's why I don't make any.
Okay. A majority of folks, once, you know, it's... Well, and a lot of it depends on where you, you know, what your work situation is as well, too.
Yeah.
Because you got a lot of folks working from home. 2021 is going to be the great unknown as to when are we going to go back to work for some folks. Now here in Houston, I mean, I get it. There's a lot of folks that probably already are working from home. But at the same time, now granted, this week's different because it's a holiday week, and so traffic isn't as bad. But, you know, prior to Christmas and the month, 2 months, whatever it was before, I mean, traffic had gotten back to pre-pandemic levels.
Almost.
Pretty close. Pretty pre-pandemic-ish.
Yeah, it was getting back to that.
I mean, because let's call it what it is. I mean, obviously here in Houston, the traffic is no joke. Damn near any time of the year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So here's the deal, folks. We've got a great show for you guys planned today. We're glad to have you on board. Jeff Diamond, longtime NFL executive, former GM, and the gentleman responsible for ending Henry Thomas's career in Minnesota.
Not fair.
Will be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour.
Not fair. Please don't put him on the spot like that.
I'm going to grill him. You know what? I mean, we might turn the lights out and just put a spotlight on for this interview. It's gonna get like that.
You guys know better than that.
I may break out the waterboard. Oh, yeah.
He wouldn't even come on if it was like
it's
that.
It's going to get ugly.
You know, we had a good relationship. That's why he'd agree to say, Henry, yeah, I'd love to be
on
the radio.
That's how you lure him in, Henry Thomas. Because I'm going in, as Wheezy once said.
Just
I'm going in.
Well, you guys marked this one. Just lost a friend.
Listen, Diamond.
For Henry.
Listen, Diamond. Let's go back to 1994 offseason. You've only got the best nose tackle in the NFL, and you let him walk away for peanuts on the dollar. What happened?
Money. Money has happened.
Jeff, unfortunately for you, I went back into the archives and saw that you had more than enough money in cap space, but you had it invested in Warren Moon?
I don't think that could have matched that Detroit offer. That Detroit offer was something special.
You couldn't say no.
Because, I mean, think about it. Back then, 94, would Detroit been my first choice?
I would hope not.
They were the first one come calling. No, they came like hour two.
Well, but to your point, though, and you've said this time and time again in other shows that we've done, is when you see NFL free agency, a reason why a lot of these guys go to division rivals or within their division is simply because
they know you see them.
Nobody outside of your home team,
right,
the team you work for, nobody knows you better than those other teams do.
And, you know, like, well, that guy's available. You know how we have the game plan? Let's bring him back. Let's bring him in. See what he does.
And where was Jeff? Sleep at the wheel.
Hey.
Sleep at the wheel.
They were working on the offense.
What happened to that defense after you left, by the way?
I don't know. They were pretty good.
Were they, though?
They went to a championship almost, right? Yeah, they went to
An NFC championship in 98.
Okay, that was a few.
Your boy Gary Anderson shanked an extra point, if I'm not mistaken. Was it an extra point or a field goal? I think it was a field goal. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that was all the points he's made. That's the one
that's the one
that's going to haunt him for the rest of his life.
It was a very Sukuyu type year. The Atlanta Falcons kicker who, you know, again, had – I mean, isn't it funny how this poor kid, Asian character, has had, you know, all this – I mean, I want to say – played with the Chargers for a hot minute, got booted out of the league. Then he's back. I mean, not booted because of anything bad, just wasn't that good. Comes back with the Falcons, has a Pro Bowl year. Here they are, chance to take down the Kansas City Chiefs and slices a game-tying field goal. How many times have you seen that in your life?
A lot of times.
That's got to be frustrating.
A lot of times.
An NFL player when the kicker, the least respected player on the team. Who is the least? Is it the kicker or the punter? Who's the least respected player on the team?
Punters are usually crazy. Kickers are usually weird.
Really? What do you mean crazy?
Like, they do crazy stuff. You know, like, you'll be out there in practice, and then all of a sudden you see a punter run out there and play corner. You know, like he's going to stop somebody.
Yeah.
You know, just do something crazy during practice. They're always kind of the wild guys. They always, you know.
Those wild and crazy punters.
Yeah, and then the kickers were always like the pocket protector, nerd type guy.
I can see that. What were you there when was Morton Anderson there?
No, not when I was
never played. No. You're not that old.
No.
Or are you that old, but you guys just never crossed paths?
Never crossed paths.
That's what it was. That's what it was. Listen, we got a great show for you guys playing today. Russell Baxter from NFL Spin Zone is going to join us as well. Long time ESPN historian. If you haven't heard Russell Baxter just knowledge for days, very statistically minded as well. So we're going to talk to him in the 10 o'clock hour. We got our boy Jeff Diamond in the 9 o'clock hour. So a couple of moving parts. And we've got a guest tomorrow that
Fred is really excited about.
You know what? He is
pumped.
Let's put it this way. The one thing about being in the city of Houston and really Galveston, Houston, the metro area, if you will, A lot of famous people from around this area. Now, obviously, there's levels of fame, all right? There's Henry Thomas fame, and then there's, say, Beyonce fame.
Huge.
Both from Houston.
Right.
Right? But both celebrities in their own way, okay?
Really? Am I?
I mean, you're more of a Z-list, but again, you are a celebrity.
That is even on the list, he says.
Well, it's just lower. It's lower than some.
Lower than all. That's it after Z.
But there's still a celebrity. But there's still a celebrity status there for you.
Here's the kicker: you're on the Z list too.
Oh, I am absolutely no. I let people know I'm a Z list celebrity. I'm very well, comfortable in my Z list celebrity status.
I'm a celebrity. Okay, I'll put it this way:
because there are still people that will run into me from time to time who do, if they hear my voice or I say, "Hey, Fred Davis," oh, radio guy. And then that's it.
I'll put it like this. I'm regional. I have a regional fang.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You know, so I mean, if I go to Minnesota, it's different.
You would say you're more of a R-list celebrity in Minnesota. Not quite Prince level. Oh, man, I'll tell you what. There's nothing. Let me tell you guys something real quick. We're going to have a fun show today. I'm going to call everybody out, too, because yesterday, outside of our boy Gilbert, who called half asleep, John, who called to let us know the difference between Bengals and Bangles, and then our boy La Raza, and not the radio station. Very uninspiring from you guys, phone call-wise. All right, because you know, I mean, I've done radio in this town long enough to know people like to bitch and complain when people don't take calls. You know, and there's one station that they literally won't take any calls. All right, may or may not have worked for that station. So, and that's fine. Everybody's got their druthers as to how they want to operate their radio show. And so, we are going to open up the phone lines today. I mean, there's only 3 days left in the year, and we just found out yesterday that we're not working Thursday. All right, so it's today and tomorrow.
Well,
and that's it.
If you want to interact, really. Just do it on Twitch, yeah. Everybody can see us. How's my hair, everybody? Is it good? My hair's cool? Okay, cool.
Can you tell Henry Grecian his beard? That's the real question.
No, you're not supposed to be able to tell.
Oh, you're not?
And you apparently don't. A lot of gray in that beard. It's like, really? No, I did it this morning.
Call it like I see it, Henry Thomas. I would expect you to do the same thing for me.
Well.
I would expect for you to do the same thing for me.
Would you like me to? Because, I mean, Let's do it during the break.
Let's do it during the break. Okay. All right. I had something I wanted to say, too, before we started going on this rant.
You went off about people not calling you.
So, listen, here's the deal. All right, folks. We've got a wide-ranging show for you guys today. I'm going to tell you guys who the guest is on the other side. All right? We got a guest coming in tomorrow we're very excited about. And we got another one person or two that's going to chime in as well. All right? We left open. We've got an open standing debate with everybody here. All right, you guys know where I stand on the head coaching search. I want to see Eric Bieniemy as the head coach of the Houston Texans. I think that's where you start. That's where you finish. All right, I don't want Robert Saleh. I don't want any defensive-minded guys. I'll tell you why in the program, why I don't think a defensive-minded coach, unless Bill Belichick, is good for the Houston Texans. But 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. That's the phone number to chime in. We threw it out yesterday, and yet no one has responded. I want one reason why Louis Riddick is a good choice to be the general manager for your Houston Texans. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay. We're going to do a little fraudulent or for real. We didn't do that yesterday, so we will get to that today. Plenty of football talk, a little basketball talk sprinkled in there as well. We got some baseball news as well. Where are the Houston Astros and all this? Just so much to get to. So get your minds right. We got our boy John B. working the 1-2s.
And 3.
That's Henry Thomas, and I am still that dude, Freddie D. This is Fred, Henry, and John filling in for the bench on ESPN
97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
So we're efforting to get Dwayne Haskins on the show. I heard he's really? Not doing anything today.
Yeah, he's not busy, is he?
What in God's name? Now, you threw out the suggestion, Henry Thomas, that he had done something else.
He had to have.
Maybe, I mean, but here's, okay, we know this much. Ron Rivera did not like him from the time he took this job.
How
like
do we know that?
I mean, the reports came out. I mean, he was clear.
Who reported it? Who said? Yeah,
it's, I mean, it.
They talk a lot, don't they?
They do talk a lot, don't they? But I don't think it's, I mean, their actions supported it, right? I mean, clearly there was something about Dwayne Hatt, because from everything I've read, it wasn't even the, I mean, even the previous regime didn't want Dwayne Haskins. It was a straight Daniel Snyder call. Daniel Snyder came down at 15 and said, I want Dwayne Haskins. And
he was quarterback at
Ohio State. Oh. And even though Ohio State coaches apparently told the Washington football team that, hey, listen, you have to be patient with this one. Gonna have to be patient with this one.
That's a hint and a half for your ass.
That's a huge hint and a half.
I mean,
be patient.
Patient. This is football. We got. Does patient have to go past training camp? Because we're sitting you down. We got to win and win now.
Well, they basically explained to him that they were going to need, kind of like the, you know, back in the day when it was common for a new quarterback, a rookie guy, to play behind a veteran for a year, right?
Right.
Like that. That used to be the norm, and then we got into.
Great quarterbacks.
Big money football where, guess what? We ain't got time to wait for our rookie quarterbacks. And you could argue in some cases it's done a major disservice to the quarterback position. Now, not everybody can be Pat Mahomes. And this is probably one of the, you know, for as much as people like to, oh, look at everybody he's got around him and that's why he's so good. And if you put him in other situations, dude, it
you
wouldn't
gotta
be
stop
the
bringing,
same.
You got to. Take that heart off your sleeve when it comes to Kansas City.
Doesn't matter.
Put it back in your chest.
Yeah, because it's a good example. It's a good example, especially in this instance, where him being able to sit behind Alex Smith for a year was huge.
Okay,
like not being thrust under. Now, listen, do we know if he'd have been the same guy? Who knows? This much we do know, though: him sitting behind Alex Smith for a year, learning, and Alex Smith being the guy. And you know, you've talked about this before. It's a whole different deal in the NFL where. You're essentially training your replacement.
Right.
You know, he gets paid less, he's younger, he's probably faster, stronger, and you're there sitting here trying to train this person, tell him, oh, by the way, here, let me give you the keys to the kingdom, and then they're going to, you know, unceremoniously force me out at some point.
Show right? you how to run it.
Yeah. Once we get it nice, once the student becomes the teacher, then, you know, I'm going to go to Washington and get my leg broken, nearly die. But point is... And I think that's maybe what the Redskins were thinking was, okay, hey, listen, maybe if we – and maybe that was the tack that they took. All right, we got Alex Smith. Now, granted, he wasn't there last year. He was rehabbing. But you're thinking, okay, if he can learn from Alex Smith, hey, veteran guy, been there, done that. We've seen him train other guys before, so we know he's game for it. And at this stage of his career, he's got nothing to lose. His contract's guaranteed. So, and oh, by the way, it's the crappy Washington football team. So –
That are tied for first place in their division?
Well, this was a year ago.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah. Well, oh, yeah. I mean, because we know the NFC East is a juggernaut.
Juggernaut of
football. Didn't like him from day one. You've seen it all year long. The mask situation. It just seems like with him, it's been, you know, just a couple goofy off-field. And I say incidents. It's just been just negligent stuff, right? Like nothing... Nothing, you know, it's not like he's making it rain at the club and people are getting shot over it, you know, a.k.a. Popeye Pac-Man Jones.
Okay.
Okay. Maskless at a strip club after a loss. I mean, is that enough? Or is it Ron Rivera saying, I'm going to take that?
But that was way earlier in this year.
No, that was last week.
Okay, that was last week. Wow.
You had just lost to Seattle and didn't play particularly well. I think he went like 30 for 55 or something like that. And then the following night, you're seen maskless at a club.
At a strip club.
Strip club. Now, granted, he's saying it was his girlfriend's deal, but.
Sounds like therapy to me. I mean, I didn't play well. I need a little comfort. Where else are you going to be maskless? But at a strip club. He can't motorboat. With a mask on.
So I guess as a play, would you be okay with that?
As a coach?
Yeah. I mean, you're in the playoff race. Like, you can't go, you can't say no to the strip club for one night when we're, you know, 2 weeks left to go in the regular season.
It was the next night after the game.
Next night.
Okay.
I want to say it was either that Sunday night or it was within 48 hours of the loss.
Here's my thing. Strip club. Okay. Mask. Come on, man. Yep. Use your head, you know?
But why even go out?
Because you're down. You're feeling bad. You know that. You know that. You play like crap. I'm not as good as I thought I was. Maybe. Maybe I am. But maybe if he would have, I just need to see some ass to get my head right.
I don't know that that's really the message I want my quarterback, my second year quarterback, who's not that good, who struggled mightily.
That's what he's struggling with, the fact that Ohio State, they thought I was great, and now in the pros.
Well, that's fine, but don't, and I get what you're saying, but at the same time, it's like, come on, man. You've got the whole off season to go to the strip club.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Really?
You don't go to the strip club in off season. Do you know that?
Well, you know what?
Do you know that?
Listen, I'm not a strip club guy.
I'm not either.
I don't go to the strip club during the regular season.
The strip club is for the season. All seasons for family.
Well, but the bottom line is this: you're the starting quarterback of an NFL team that's in the midst of a playoff hunt, and you haven't played well.
He hadn't played well. Period. The whole season.
No.
Okay.
No, you got benched for a reason.
He. There's some things he's struggling about.
A lot of things he's struggling with.
Some people go to the couch. Some people have a. What do they call them? Sober buddy. Some people have a mentor. Some people go to the strip club, empty their mind.
Yeah, but listen.
It's just the mask thing at the strip club that kind of threw.
I think the whole thing is stupid. The whole thing's bad.
Not even the mask thing. You know, it really gets me.
What, his girlfriend was there?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it was the girlfriend's party at the strip club.
Wait a minute, girlfriend threw a party at the strip club.
That's what he's saying. Who knows? Who knows? All I know is this: it's a bad look. And if you're the old adage, if a company wants to fire you, they're going to find a way, and they're going to find a reason. As I raised my hand in 2020, this is the kind
that hush law is still on.
What's that?
That little quiet thing. You can't talk about it yet.
Trust me, I've had their legal representation remind me of that. Just saying. Struck by the Rona anyway. Yeah. That's a whole other story for another time.
But he had to do something more than that. I mean, he had to be some kind of a deterrent in the locker room. He had to be something going on because there's one game
but
left.
I think that was the proverbial nail in the coffin. All right. Because if it's one of them deals where if I've told you time and time again, I need you to get your mind right, get focused. Because I get the sense that he's a strip club. Plus, he's from DC, the DC Ooh, that's area. Tough. That's the other issue.
See, he could have spun that a whole bunch of. Well, you know, I went to school with those three girls right there,
right?
And this,
but again, I can't stress enough. It goes back to I need your head, especially if you're not playing well. Yeah. I need your head in the game. I need you. I don't need you at the club. I need you studying more film because clearly it's not working. You go into because again, don't. I mean, I think it's probably well known in Dwayne Haskins circles. Him going to the strip club is probably a pretty regular routine.
He's like, one of them guys that go to strip club like at lunch.
I could see him being a lunch buffet strip club kind of guy.
Sitting in that lunch buffet.
Okay.
I was like, woo, walk outside.
Is there anything worse than a strip club buffet?
Yeah.
I mean, there are things. But I mean, who came up with the bright idea for a strip club buffet?
Because I heard they got some pretty good food at Magic City.
Boom. I mean, I heard that too.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. I'm not a strip club guy.
I've been to a strip club.
You're a lying SOB.
I have not been to a strip club in at least 15 years.
You haven't been to a strip club in 15 years?
Nope. Not at all.
You're a lying SOB. I don't believe you one
bit. You know what? How do you just...
Didn't you tell me your 40th birthday party was like a 3-month excursion?
Yeah.
And you So you didn't go to a strip club at one time during your 40, your 40
excursion.
Which I guess that would have been 15.
It's 15 years ago, but during the hotel stay, does that count as a strip club if they came to me?
They came to you. Then it becomes a personal strip club. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Henry Thomas, Fred Davis, John B. Here's the other question then. All right, so Dwayne Haskins is gone. Here's the million-dollar question. Would you want to see him in Houston?
No.
Would you want to see him in Houston? And where does he end up? And where does a guy like that end up? Because we know what happened to Jamarcus Russell, because that's the obvious comparison. When you look at, okay, well, I'll tell you what. Henry's going to tell us why it's not the same and why you want no part of him here in Houston. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN
97.5. Skeezers and weirdos got me throwing off the land like where the bomb
at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That's hot right there.
What version, who's this?
This is Gary Clark Jr.'s version.
To his knees.
Cause these halls are to see. Come
together. Hey,
I have no idea who Gary Clark Jr. is.
He's got.
I'm disappointed in you.
Our musical tastes are very similar. We're all over the board, and I like that about that man. You don't know Clark Jr.?
I don't know Gary Clark Jr. Should I?
Like a bluesy guy, kind of.
Yeah.
That's right in my alley, man.
Yeah, I'm not a big blues guy. I mean, nothing wrong with it.
Really?
Not necessarily my forte. But
you know what?
I ain't mad at you for
it. It's hard to figure out what your forte is, because every song that you like, when you try to explain it, sounds like John Dylan.
you mean Bob?
I mean Bob Dylan. Sounds just like Bob Dylan.
John was his play cousin.
Yeah, that was. But it sounds just like Dylan when you sing it. You remember the first three words, and then the rest of it is.
Hey, listen, you remember the voice. That's all that matters. You remember the voice.
His voice.
Huh?
His voice, I remember.
That's it. All right. So looking at some of the news over, just kind of checking out some of the obviously the two biggest stories from yesterday. Obviously, Dwayne Haskins getting the boot, and Josh Allen. Remember when I told you he was the white Lamar Jackson and you scoffed at me?
Yeah, because you always got to put that white or black.
I'm all about the cross-racial comparison. I don't think there's enough made in America.
Cross-racial comparisons.
We always compare blacks to blacks, whites to whites, Hispanics to Hispanics.
No, we don't.
I'm all about the cross-racial comparison in
sports.
How
about we just compare people to people? How about that?
Okay.
That's the change we're trying to make here.
I'm saying the majority of
that's the change
of it.
The society's trying to make. That's
no,
what the uproar.
No, they're not. That's why I'm ahead of the curve.
I'm glad you're getting
this.
Because
I don't see color.
You just said color, so you see color.
I don't see it. I observe it.
I'm glad.
I don't see it.
You brought it to this, because this is what we're putting behind us in 2020.
Listen, I'm ahead of the curve when it comes to the cross-racial comparison.
Really?
Because how many Lamar Jackson comparisons have been made to Michael Vick? I promise you almost every single one. They're both. I mean, Jalen Hurts, first comparison, Michael Vick. Oh, because no white quarterback's ever been half mediocre like Jalen Hurts? No, because they're black running quarterbacks. Got to compare them to Michael Vick. So okay. I'm going to stand alone. I'm going to hold my ground on my cross-racial comparison of Lamar Jackson to Josh Allen.
Well, let's
thank you very much.
You said they compared to Michael Vick.
Well, I'm just saying it's too easy. You know what?
You're right. Here's what they should have done. They should have compared him to all the other white running quarterbacks. Fran Tarkenton.
Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? Maybe he's Tyler Thigpen.
Really?
Yeah.
Thigpen?
Yeah. That's right.
You've crossed that line again.
Maybe he's Mark Brunell. Oh.
Yuck.
He didn't just go there. He didn't just compare Jalen Hurts to Mark Brunell.
Well, I'm just saying,
hey, in 2021, let's open it up to cross-racial comparisons. That's all I'm saying.
We're not opening it up to cross-racial.
Oh, I am. Yeah. No, I'm doing it.
That's it.
Watch me.
Okay.
I'm carrying that flag.
You've been carrying that flag since I've known you.
Damn right I have.
He's the like this. He's no the one else, like that.
No one else has jumped on it yet. Scourge.
There's
all
the reason.
Of you. Because they can't do it. Huh? They can't do it.
They can't do it.
Because they can't.
Don't want to.
Can't think that straight. Can't think that. It's just too easy. Their brains are programmed. Black quarterback. Not this guy.
Athleticism is not what this they're guy. Comparing.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Is that what it
now,
is?
You know what? When I get a bruh, when they call a bruh sneaky fast.
Yeah.
Then we can make.
What black guy in the history of sports has ever been called sneaky fast?
None.
713-780-3776. When you're a brother, you don't get to be called sneaky fast.
It's just it's a terrible expectation. He's just fast.
You better be fast.
Wow.
You better be fast.
Wow.
That's why we dislike David Johnson so much. If David Johnson was white, we wouldn't care.
Wow, that's just
we
terrible.
Wouldn't care. We'd be like, well, it's no big deal that he constantly gets run down and can't hit holes and is slow coming out of his breaks.
We're slamming 2020.
We would expect
clothes.
That. We would expect that.
Wow, that's just terrible. That's awful. It. That is
that's
awful.
It. Are we wrong? Is it wrong? Are we lying?
He wouldn't be playing. Okay. Here we go. Where does Haskins end up?
Where does he end up?
Does he find another team?
No, he'll find another team. You don't. I mean, you're not a 15th pick overall and not land. Because here's the deal with
What did you say that again?
15th overall pick.
Okay, and you're not going to land somewhere. What is this, year three or year two?
This is only year two for him. That's what I'm saying. I mean, he's going to need to go somewhere. I mean, let's just say one thing on the Ron Rivera tip. Okay. Case in point. Ron Rivera is the perfect example of why you don't hire a defensive-minded coach when you've got a franchise elite quarterback. Because when you look at what happened, think about it.
Oh, man. We're calling, who's the franchise elite quarterback?
Deshaun Watson.
Where he's at now? Because of where he was in Carolina?
I'm just saying Carolina and with the Washington football team.
With the football team, who's the elite?
No, there isn't one. But okay, my point cool, is cool. Is that that's why, to me, we know the Texans have to hire a head coach. What I'm saying is Ron Rivera, while a good head coach.
Okay. I think he's doing better than good in Washington.
Oh, you know what?
I know I had him on the hot seat.
You and me are about to fight today. You and me.
I had him on the hot seat.
Oh, you're over here acting like you're his agent or something like that. Looking at me like I'm crazy for calling him a good head coach. Like you're offended.
He's doing better than good in Washington. I've backpedaled off. I've taken him off the hot seat.
You know what? You are like 3 weeks removed from saying, oh, he gone.
No.
He gone.
More like 5 weeks.
Ron Rivera gone.
More like 5 weeks removed from saying.
They're going to use the cancer as an excuse. He gone.
That was a good one, though. At the time, that was a good thing. I'm not sorry for it. I was wrong.
Listen to this dude here.
But now.
Getting on the Ron Rivera train all of a sudden.
I'm not on the train. I'm not even at the station.
I called him a good head coach. You're like, well.
He's doing better. I mean, they're tied for first place.
In a bleep division.
Regardless.
I feel like I'm arguing with myself right now.
Really?
I feel like I'm arguing. This is the same thing I told this dude 4 weeks ago, and I couldn't get a word in edgewise. Ron Rivera gone.
He was gone. That was then. They lost like five in a row back then.
Now you've downloaded what I said. I almost feel like you listened to our show from a couple weeks ago took that information in and said, I'm going to throw this back in Fred's face because he can't argue with himself.
Well,
au contraire, mon frere.
Yeah, we know you can't. You just, you won't lose. But I've analyzed what you said.
Yeah.
I've gone through
you
what I said.
You
didn't like it when you said it then, but I didn't forget it. And
now it makes perfect sense.
And, you know, now I'm sitting here
at
ESPN saying Fred Davis was right.
Damn right they're saying I was right. But here's what I'm saying. Ron Rivera is a good head coach.
Okay.
My point is this. Do I think he's an elite head coach? No, I don't. And if you look at what he did in Carolina, yes, he was good in Carolina. Dare I say he's the white Anthony Lynn? Actually, he's Hispanic. Dare I say he's the Hispanic? Although, don't they have to put white on one of those, you know, what is your race deals? If I'm not mistaken.
You
anyway,
don't.
We digress.
You can now.
You do.
No, you can now.
You do on the newer sheets. On the newer sheets.
You don't even have to put what your sex is anymore.
You don't. What's binary mean? 713-780-3776. 713-7. When are we going to see our first binary quarterback? That's what I want to see. I want to see a binary running quarterback. So. Think about it. How many different offensive coordinators did Cam Newton go through when he was in Carolina with Ron Rivera?
A few,
right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, I mean, you had to bring Norv Turner.
Well, you're trying to find somebody that's going to fit that skill set that Cam obviously had.
Right.
Didn't show it last night.
If I'm not mistaken, okay,
to the Super Bowl.
Dare I say racial comparisons.
Here it comes.
Somewhat similar to Deshaun Watson, uber athletic quarterbacks. Now, Deshaun,
really?
What did you say?
I'm just saying to Deshaun Watson,
uber athletic is what I said. Is he not an uber athletic quarterback? Yes or no?
He's a big dude that can run. Okay,
but he's not. Well, but
he ain't got nothing. He's not nifty. He ain't elusive.
Well, no. I mean,
No.
We've watched Cam get beat for 3 or 4 years is the problem.
He was a big guy that
he's always been a big guy.
That's what he is. He's never been elusive. He's never been.
I mean, name me a 6'5", 250-pound guy that is.
How big is Deshaun?
Well, Deshaun's like, what, 6'2", 205? Deshaun, that's what I'm saying. Deshaun.
Okay, see, there you go.
Said,
grapefruits and tangerines.
No, I said, okay, I said uber athletic. Is Deshaun Watson not uber athletic? Yes or no?
I'm not disputing that part of it.
Okay, but what I'm saying is.
You're saying the other guy is, and I'm saying he's not.
Who? You're saying Cam Newton's not uber athletic?
He's a big guy that can run.
Cam Newton could have played linebacker. Deshaun can't.
Boom.
I mean, there's a big difference.
What
in
does that have
styles.
To do with being uber athletic?
He's not. The athleticism don't pair up. This guy's up here. This guy's right here.
I mean, what are we? I mean, really? Okay, so because he's a bruiser, that doesn't make him athletic. Were you athletic? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Okay, I rest my case. He's Henry Thomas. I'm Fred Davis. That they're both athletic guys, and they have specific skill sets. That they're not drop-back quarterbacks is what I'm saying. And so you need, to your point, you need to find an offensive coordinator who's going to be able to hone those skills in, right? My point is, when we come back,
yeah, we're going to continue this when we come back.
Defensive coach is not the way to go. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. Give me the green light. Give me just one night. I'm ready to go right now. I'm ready to go right now. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This is not The Bench you're expecting. This is the HD show filling in for The Bench. I'm Henry Thomas, that's Fred Davis, and we got John B. working the 1-2s and 3s. And we're having a spirited debate on what's athletic, uber athletic, and what's just athletic. Because Fred thinks he's comparing Deshaun Watson and Cam Newton, two totally different style quarterbacks.
No, I'm not. I'm comparing them in the sense that they both have I don't want to say unique skill set, but they have a very specific skill set, to say the least.
That you don't want to, nothing. I was thinking how many
other
Taken.
You were going to say what?
No, I was thinking of the movie Taken. I have a unique skill set.
You know, I've never seen Taken.
Really?
Haven't seen it.
You're dead to me.
Haven't seen it.
All the movies you watch, you haven't seen it.
Okay. I mean, what's there to see? It's old ass Liam Neeson running around chasing bad guys.
Okay, good.
I mean, is that the gist of it? Yes or no?
No.
Oh, it's not?
No.
He answers the phone. They tell him that they've kidnapped his wife, his daughter. His daughter. And he says he's going to find him.
See, that's
it, right?
That's why I don't watch movies with you.
Am I wrong?
You missed the family dynamics. You missed the I'm just saying that's
family dynamic. There's a
plot building there. It's not just action. There's a touching scene there where something happens to your little girl. You're going all out, you know.
If it doesn't have Jason Statham in it, then I don't have time for it.
Jason Statham can't even talk.
How dare you talk about Jason Statham in that way? First of all, he's British. So
he can't talk.
I'm not sure what accent that is.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Exactly. Nobody knows.
I'm not sure. What?
If he doesn't have Jason Statham in it.
What Brit sounds like that?
I don't know. Let me ask you a question. He's always, you know, if that's your go-to guy.
One of them.
I mean, you know.
I've said for years.
He has some great choreographed fight scenes.
Here's the deal. He's the same guy in every movie.
Every same movie.
But here, I would argue this. What actor isn't the same character? And outside a guy like maybe Denzel.
Don Cheadle. Come on. You know it.
I don't really watch a lot of Don Cheadle movies.
Wow. How about your boy from Austin?
Matthew McConaughey. If you really get right down to it, he really is the same guy in every movie.
Wow. You're dead to me.
Like, his character in Mud is literally just an older, disheveled version of the guy from Days of Confused.
So you've seen two movies, both on either end.
What, with Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've seen, you know, a majority of his movies.
Okay.
But, I mean, like I've said, most movies are guys playing some variation of themselves in every movie. Will Ferrell, same guy in every movie.
That's Will Ferrell.
Again, I'm just saying.
It's not like he's making money. We're talking about making, I mean, how many of Will Ferrell's movies has been up for an Oscar? Give me a break.
I don't know. I haven't watched a Will Ferrell movie in a while.
Really?
I think Old School was probably the last one I saw.
You know why? Because it's the same as the first one you watched.
Again, I'm not disputing that. I'm also disputing the fact that Jason Statham should have been the next James Bond, but that's another story for another time.
James Bond. Statham.
Oh, absolutely.
Jason Statham.
It's not going to happen. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm okay with it, but I've always like maintained that I thought he should be a James Bond.
That's just like the stupid thing with the black guy being the next James Bond.
Idris Elba?
Yeah.
Stringer Bell?
I was like, it doesn't work. And everybody's like, what do you mean it doesn't work? I was like, okay, let's take, he's in Scotland. He's undercover. How many bros in there in tuxedos? The three that's serving? How you going to be undercover?
It would be hard for a black James Bond.
I mean, in real life.
You could almost do like a damn parody movie of that, too.
In real life, it'd be easy.
Well, in real life, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be simple because, you know, it's like me sitting here, underestimated me. Look at me now.
You could be the black James Bond if you really wanted to be.
No.
Let me go back to
this.
He's
only 007. I got to be 012. All right, 009.
We can't take you anywhere. I swear to God, we can't take you anywhere. All right, real quick.
Why we can't have a defensive mind with Deshaun?
The reason you can't have a defensive-minded coach with Deshaun Watson, outside of somebody. All right, look at your Mike Zimmers of the world. Look at your Ron Riveras of the world. And again, Kirk Cousins is not in the same category as a Deshaun Watson. I get all that. All right. But
ooh,
I think one of the things,
have a weapon up in here,
I think
boy.
One of the things that hindered Cam Newton's development in Carolina and his consistency there was that he always had to deal with a new offensive coordinator. All right. I mean, we always heard how great Ron Rivera was, but it was always on the offensive side of the ball. You had to find a new coordinator. And to me, outside of a Bill Belichick type, where that system isn't, I mean, ultimately, because he's so well versed in the grand scheme of things, I mean, and yes, he had different coordinators, but at the same time, the contribution, the production never fell off with Tom Brady. Tom Brady was the system. I mean, yeah, guys came along and tweaked it, and let's not forget, he ended up playing with Josh McDaniels for, you know, I think, almost 10 years there towards the end. But with Deshaun, I don't want a Robert Saleh here because I don't want every other year. Because the deal is this, if the Texans go on a run and they start balling and Deshaun is putting up the kind of numbers that he's putting up now, unlike this moron that was on Twitter last night who had just the most, and we'll get into this in the 8 o'clock hour. I don't want to give it too much credit because, I mean, it just goes to show that idiots on the internet will put up anything and try to get run these days. But I don't want to go into that hopper of every other 2-3 years, you're trying to find an offensive coordinator, because if you ball out on this team, what happens? Teams start going and picking your people. All right? So let's say in 2 years, Texans are all of a sudden go from worst to first. Guess what? You know, insert Tom, you know, a bag of donuts as your offensive coordinator. Guess what? In 2 or 3 years, if Deshaun's doing Deshaun-type things, more than likely, guess what? They're going to take homeboy.
But, for example, if you took Robert Saleh and brought him on this team, defensive-minded coach, don't you think the defense would get better and that would probably be more help you win more? Because Deshaun's Deshaun. He's going to be able to ball out. But the defense has been absolutely wretched. And I think that's probably what needs more work.
I will take – I want everything built around my quarterback. Period. End of story. Because I think about it – listen – it doesn't matter how good your defense is. It's irrelevant. We watched for how many years in Houston where J.J. was an MVP candidate on a 2-14 football team. That defense was good back in, you know, that defense wasn't bad. But you had Tom, Dixon, Hanks at quarterback, so it didn't matter.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Huh?
I just threw up in my mouth.
What?
You might as well just kick me in the crotch.
Listen.
How do you make a statement with me sitting right here? It doesn't matter how good your defense is.
No, it doesn't.
I will choke you out behind that.
Listen, I know you. Okay.
I'm a.
No, yeah,
no. Don't bring my past up. That
you
was
already know
then.
Where I'm going. You already
yeah,
know where I'm
we
going.
We had some stellar defenses, number one yeah, and all that.
And how many Super Bowls did you get to with all that great quarterback play?
Same amount as you.
Exactly. That's my point.
But I got to have that play.
I can have 11 Henry Thomases on defense.
Oh, you balling.
Oh, we're absolutely balling. But if I've got...
Ain't nobody scoring on you.
If I've got Joe Bag of Donuts at quarterback, it doesn't matter.
I need is a kicker.
That's why you need both. And you already have Deshaun.
You need
now
both.
Fix the defense.
You need both. There's no doubt about it. But I'm just saying, I think you need... To me, it starts... Robert Saleh, to me, I don't know... I mean... Listen, you can draw up a great defense. That's fine. But I don't want to go through the cycles of having to constantly go find an offensive coordinator. Because it's going to be Deshaun Watson that's going to get me to a Super Bowl, not the defense. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the – why did the Steelers win on Sunday? Yeah, the defense played better. But you know why the defense won on Sunday? Because Ben Roethlisberger became Ben Roethlisberger again. Okay? Guess what?
Man,
Bill
please.
Belichick.
Defense.
Bill Belichick's the best head coach in the history of the National Football League, correct?
Correct.
All right? Took his quarterback away. Still a great defense of mine, is he not? Where's Steelers going? Where's Pittsburgh?
Didn't they have...
Where's New England going?
Didn't they have a bunch of people opt out on their defense, too?
No, they did.
Listen.
They did.
Let's go back a few years when he lost his quarterback.
Uh-huh.
He didn't make the playoffs, but he won 11 games without him.
Yeah, he had... who was it? Our boy Matt Castle.
Was it Castle?
Yeah, Castle came in and No, you're talking about 08, 07, 08, somewhere in there.
Well, when Tom gets hurt and they win 11 and don't make the playoffs,
yeah,
that's still, what are you saying there? That's still balling. You win 11 games, but by some fluke numbers, you don't make the playoffs.
Right.
Because they make the playoffs, they still run. I think they still do very well.
Yeah.
So your point is you want all offense and just throw anything out there for defense because that's what we got now.
I need a –
We still throwing up 30 points a game can't win. Because we have no defense.
You have no defense. You have no GM. You have no coach. Let's not pretend like the coaching is exquisite in this group.
We talk about a whole new coaching change. So
yeah, you need a whole new general. You need a whole new general manager too.
Yeah. That's all out of that. We talk about on the field.
I get it, but I'm also going to have a GM that can bring some people in that are worth a damn. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not to me. It starts and ends with Deshaun Watson. If I've got a good GM worth his salt, I can grab a D coordinator. I can get a D coordinator. All right, and those guys don't get pilfered in my estimation as near as much as your offensive guys. Okay, and I can continue that. I don't want to have to start over every time I get a new offensive coordinator. If I've got a head coach there, like a Bieniemy, my system's not going to change.
Okay,
and guess what? Number four is going to do number four type things for the next decade. And I'll plug and play on the defensive side of the ball. All right? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I know you guys want to chime in on that. Henry Thomas, JB, Freddie D. Don't you go anywhere. Second hour of the program coming up next.
ESPN 97.5.